to help people to stop beating themselves up too. Because everybody fails, everybody falls, but not everybody gets back up. And that's what we're trying to get at here with BRC and Indomitable, is to help people and give them the resources to get back up.
Welcome to the BR Coalition podcast. After traveling the globe for over 30 years doing Catholic ministry, I discovered that Catholic men and women are craving direction, a genuine sense of purpose. We wanted to help. If you're a Catholic looking for inspiration, direction, a sense of belonging, and want to discuss daily life, chasing dreams, working hard, and even the hard topics like loss, failure, despair, the signs of the times, then you're in the right place. Each week, we discuss real life as Catholic men and women. The Be Ready Coalition helps you be ready spiritually, mentally, and physically for whatever life may throw your way.
Whether you are already a prayer warrior, or maybe you are a new convert to the faith, or maybe you are a lifelong Catholic looking to achieve your goals in your spiritual and personal life, this podcast will give you a deep sense of direction and the next best steps that you can take to live the life of peace, purpose, and prosperity our Lord wants for you. We are your hosts, Father and Son, Jordan and Doug Berry, and it's great to have you join us today. Hey everybody, welcome to the BR Coalition podcast. This is episode 28. Today we're talking about the four variables to change yourself and to change your life. We're going to be going into what we call the formula for BRC, Be Ready Coalition. But first, let's go ahead and get started with a prayer.
Betcha. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Saint Joseph, conqueror of hell,
pray for us.
In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
All right, so let's talk about the formula a little bit. First of all, we do have a free live training on September 5th. There are two sessions, one at 2 p.m., one at 6 p.m. Central Time. So you can go to brcoalition.com/training to sign up. There are limited spots, so make sure you get in there early. Get your name in there. But we're going to be going over this formula. And in this formula, there are four variables that you're going to be going over. And basically, these are the four things in your life that if you just focus on these four things, you can completely change the results of your life. It's the required action. For small goals, like we were talking about a little bit ago, you know, sometimes you just got to get through the day. You know, these four variables are going to help you do that. Or something bigger, you need to change your life in a much larger way.
Yeah, and that's what's great about it. They apply to anything. They apply to everyone. Every single person has to really address what these four variables are because we're doing it already. We just don't always handle these four variables very well. When I say we're doing it already, is they're already engaged in our life in one way, shape, or form. But if we don't actually act upon them in the correct way, then we can end up just crashing and burning. And so we want to break all that down. I think what we wanted to do in this podcast was really emphasize how absolutely necessary it is that we do something in our lives. And I'll say this right up front. If someone does not want to, you know, take on what we are trying to encourage and teach through our Be Our Coalition, Be Ready Coalition, fine. Do something though. All right. We've got to stop with this kind of wallowing in self-pity that a lot of people do. We've got to stop with the, my life is terrible, or I'm entitled to this and I'm not getting what, I'm the victim and I'm going to blame others. This is where a lot of people are in our world right now. And I can find that we do this even sometimes pointing at God. And God is, it's such an amazing scenario that we're in where God gives us what's called free will. And the free will requires, if we want anything good to come out of our lives, that we act in a way that moves us the right direction, cooperating ultimately with the grace of God. You know, one of my pet peeves is this idea that people have this kind of angelic injection that they're waiting for. I'm waiting for God to inject me with something that's going to animate me, and then I won't have to put effort into something. And that just doesn't happen. Like when I go work out, and I work out again normally 5-6 days a week in some way, whether it's 15 minutes, and sometimes it's only a 15-minute workout. Sometimes it's an hour, and it varies. When I do it, I don't always love doing it. And I don't do it simply because God has animated me with something, and I'm just kind of being drawn out into my weight room in the garage, and now I'm doing these things, and I'm not even controlling this. This isn't even me. No, I have to choose to do that. I have to be the one that says, I'm going to act on these four variables in these ways, whether it's, you know, cleaning up the house, changing my prayer life, helping my mental state improve, you know, I'm reading scripture, I'm praying more, I'm eating better, body, mind, and soul, I want to get better. I have to act upon that. And that's something that requires a mastery, in a sense, of your free will. And this is the sort of stuff we encourage in this course. Get people on board. And face it, everyone, we need more people to be engaging in this. Our world needs more people that are striving to improve themselves and grow, cooperate with God's grace, body, mind, and soul.
And the goal behind this training, specifically on September 5th, but also in the Indomitable membership, which we're going to be launching on September 5th, is to give people clarity, not for these four variables, but just what to do, the decisions they need to make throughout the day in their life. You know, you were talking about just making the decision to go out and work out in your garage gym. Yeah. That they say that once you get to the gym, it's easy. But just getting off the couch and driving to the gym, or getting off the couch and doing push-ups on the floor, for some reason, there's some very deep scientific reasons, but that reason is so hard to overcome, especially if you're going through some, you know, trauma in your life, or just hard times in your job or your family, or, you know, relationships, whatever it is, that can really weigh you down and make it really hard for you to make those decisions. So the idea behind this training and what we do at BRC is to really help people make those split second decisions and completely shift the tide. And it starts very small. And that's what I'm really hopeful about with Indomitable, is that people are going to be able to make these small, easy decisions that are going to completely change their course.
And a lot of times you talk about split decision or split second decisions. Yes. There is evidence out there from neurologists, you know, scientists, who will say you have a few seconds when an idea comes to your mind, or when a motivating sort of—
Right, because your brain will actually talk you out of it.
Exactly.
No, because our brains are, they immediately go to survival instinct. It's like, so if something's hard or you have to sweat outside, it's going to find every reason why you shouldn't have to do that.
Right. It's like I've always said, you know, human nature is like water going downhill. It always seeks the path of least resistance. Water flowing downhill hits a rock. What's it do? It doesn't decide to go up and over the rock. If it can go one way or the other around the rock, it'll find the lowest point, the easiest point to go around the rock. It's simply nature. Okay. God's design. We're very much like that. And the brain does very quickly go to that. They say you can count down like 4, 3, 2, 1. Okay, if I haven't started to act before I get to the one on something, it's far less likely that I'm going to. Now, that's not written in stone, but for a lot of people, that's really what it boils down to. I should get up and exercise. You know what? Yeah, why don't you just get up right now? Let me think about it for a couple of seconds. You know, maybe later. Later. And later sometimes is code for never. And if anybody listening, watching right now, if that resonates with you, you need to come to the free webinar on the 5th. Or if you're watching this podcast after September 5th, you need to go out to brcoalition.com and start getting connected with what we offer, because this is the stuff we know this four variable formula can help you overcome. It can help you get past that kind of 4 second, 4 or 5 second rule of, talk myself out of it before I get. No. We're going to help you get through those first couple of seconds and just say, yeah, it's time to go.
Yeah. Let's talk a little bit about the three things, the three areas, mind, body, soul, that we cover in everything we do here at BRC. I'm sure people hear that a lot, but it can kind of get just the verbiage we can get used to and not actually think about it. Right. But let's talk about how we can really go heavy on spiritual things, or we can go really heavy on physical things and not really on spiritual things. But from what we've seen with the push in at least the Catholic Church, there's a huge push, which there should be, on the spiritual side. But we seem to be lacking a lot on the physical side. So can we dive into that just a little bit here?
Yeah, let me give you an example. I was in a conversation recently with someone about a possible event. I'm going to be very vague on this because I'm just be cautious about how I word this, but I want to be clear. In the conversation, the discussion about what I would bring to the table at the event, and this happens a lot. I've had these conversations with multiple people, so what I'm describing has happened many, many times. So, Doug, what do you think you can bring? Well, how about, you know, you do this and this? And then I said, well, how about if I bring this message? in particular, Catholic men. This goes for some of you ladies too, or for all you ladies too, in some way, shape, or form, okay? But specifically men, as a protector and defender of your home. All right, this is a men's event maybe you want to put on. It's a men's retreat. It's a men's conference, and you want me to come and give a talk. This is the message I want to bring. Every single Catholic man out there, every man out there needs to have a spiritual formation and foundation, have a mental strength and emotional strength, but then also have a physical, natural strength and plan to deal with anything that's coming at those that God has entrusted to your care. So let's use the example, and I've used this dozens of times. Someone kicks in your door, middle of the night, middle of the day, doesn't matter when. Do you have a plan of what you would do? Have you processed, thought through anything that you would do? Oh, I'd pray. I hear this all the time. Oh, I would turn to prayer. Okay, that prayer should already be ongoing, number one. But number two, if God is allowing this physical interaction, this moment to take place, you have to respond in a physical way. And so, do you have a plan to protect and defend? Well, what do you mean by that? Do you have a plan? So what do you mean by that? Do you have a plan to fight back? And do you have an idea what you would do if you were in a position where you needed to fight back? Do you have that something inside you that can flip the switch and go from the nice guy to the really not so nice guy? All right, this is something that we just don't address very often. Now, in these conversations, many times this has happened, the response is, well, yeah, you know, it's important to be a spiritual head of the home and make sure that we're praying about this and so forth. And right over the head, many times it goes right over the head of the individual that I'm talking to, simply saying, if there is a physical altercation in your home, I don't care, in a parking lot, someone's trying to abduct your child, someone's trying to sexually assault your wife or your daughter, what are you going to do as a man? Are you going to
pray?
Are you going to just pray about that? Pray? Yeah. Pull your rosary out that moment? Look, I pray my rosary every day. I pray multiple rosaries sometimes every day. But you're right. At that moment, am I going to stop to pray at that moment? No, I'm going to, in the name of God, here we go. In the name of Jesus, I'm engaging. And I've got to do something, and I've got to do it immediately.
And you need to already have that training in place.
It's got to be there.
Those weapons in place. Everything in place that you should have been praying about before.
Right.
But when it comes time to execute in the moment.
Yeah. And it doesn't mean you have to be Bruce Lee or Chuck Norris or a retired Navy SEAL. I mean, that's great, okay, if you're at that level. And I appreciate the training that those types of guys can put out there. In fact, I do follow some. I've known some. I've met some. I've trained with some. We both have in different ways. Some of these guys, you know, buddy of mine who's 30-plus year, retired military, 10th degree black belt. I mean, I've learned a lot from him. But a lot of also that I've learned from him is the psychology of combat, the psychology of, you know, close quarter combat, the psychology of dealing with an individual who's there to do serious grave harm. And I appreciate so much what my friend has been able to bring to help me. My point here is, as you said, you have to have these things in place beforehand, just like you should spiritually have it in place beforehand. If I'm a good head of my family, and ladies, you're good heart of the home, good mother, good wife, good sister, good daughter. Okay. Do you know how to turn to the rosary? Do you know how to turn to the sacrament of confession? Do you know how to turn to holy water? Do you know how to turn to blessed salt? Do you know how to turn to scripture? Do you know how to turn to spontaneous prayer? Do we know how to incorporate fasting? These are all spiritual weapons, but in the same vein of thought, do we know how to turn to a throat punch, an eye gouge? Do we know how to deal with someone who's got their hands around your throat ready to choke you out? Instead of men just sitting around drinking your frothy pints, smoking your pipes and cigars and discussing theology, and I'm not putting that down. I think that's fantastic. In addition to that, though, all right, because someone's going to criticize that statement. In addition to that, learn how to go through a wall and fight, take a bullet and keep fighting for the people that you love and that God has put in your path. This is key stuff. And so when we talk about body, mind, and soul in BRC, we're talking about mental strength, psychological strength, okay, that our minds are strong. Our minds are educated with regards to the teachings of the faith and reality of life, and educated in the areas of even skills of defense, of survival, of protection. Let's continue to develop the skills of our mind, okay? Second, though, is we've got to work on the body part. We've got to develop the strength. We've got to stay in shape. I mean, I'm 58. Do I now have, all my kids are out of the house, do I now have a free card here that I don't have to be ready to protect anybody? Well, I still have a wife, and my kids are over here, and my grandkids are here sometimes. When you drop your kids off for mom, dad to take care of the kids, you want to know that your dad will go through a wall, will fight like crazy to protect your children.
Absolutely. And even when you're strangers out on the street, it's just what we're called to be as Christians, is to always be ready to help others in need.
Yes.
But there's just this disconnect between the spiritual and the physical, and that's what we try to do at BRC, is to completely debunk that myth that you don't have to be strong.
Oh.
And there's the other side too. The other extreme is like, oh, well, you have to have, you know, a six pack and, you know, 20-inch arms to be a real man. If right. if you're not, you're a wimp.
Right.
No, not at all.
No, that's got nothing to do with what we teach here.
To be strong mentally, physically, and spiritually, and not neglecting one because of excuses or because of an upbringing or, you know, some other reason that you're coming up with in your mind.
Yeah, you've heard in a homily somewhere, or you've heard some, you know, you've read some quote from a saint that said, "No, this is the only thing that really matters."
I don't think I've ever heard anybody, you know, in really good shape say that being in shape, you don't need to be in shape.
That's true.
You know, most of the people who say you don't need to be in shape are not in shape.
That's a lot of it.
Really, you're right. Consider the source. Do the people actually have your best interest in mind?
Right.
And
right.
You're the one responsible for your wife and your children. You're the one responsible for your children. This isn't just for men.
Yeah.
You know, if you're a sibling, you're responsible for the safety of your brothers and sisters.
And it's so important with what you just said, son. It's so important that people who are listening or watching right now do not misunderstand what we're saying here. If you are someone who's not in great shape and you feel offended or burned by some of what we're saying, that's not our point. The point here is we're trying to encourage you to take steps to move closer to a better shape. Like, let's don't start in the deficit, okay? It's when you hear about soldiers, or I should say men and women who sign up for the military to become a soldier, and they can't even do the basic PT, physical training, at the beginning of boot camp, all right? When you got guys coming in, young men, and even young ladies, but especially young men, let's put that on them in the strength department, who can't do one pull-up. They can't do two pull-ups. They're in a deficit already before they even get started. We need to be raising that bar to get to a point where we're already in a good position of shape to begin with. So someone who might hear this and think, well, I'm offended by this because it's really not that important. No, it is important. You are body and soul, and you have a mind. And because your soul is the most important, will live forever in eternity, absolutely that needs to have the greatest attention paid to it. But because you have a physical body, and according to Corinthians, you are a temple of the Holy Spirit. And as we've said in previous podcasts, there's nothing on this planet physically more sacred than the human body except for the Eucharist, body, blood, soul, and divinity of God. But the human body is what houses the soul, which is created in the image and likeness of God. Why would we not take care of that body? For many reasons. You know, there's a great attitude out there. Don't exercise. And I really encourage this. Don't work out so you can have six-pack abs. Don't make that your goal. Don't work out so you can have big arms. Don't make that your goal. Okay, those can come from a good workout program. But that's not my goal. Like, I don't get out there in the weight room and work out because I want to have big arms and I want to have, you know, I have a six pack. I don't. I want to be able to pick up my grandkids when I'm 75 or 85 or 95. I want to be able to walk up the steps without help when I'm 90. I want to be able to move through a parking lot without a cane if I can, at my very best, be able to do that. And I could go on and on. Okay. Exercise so you can pick up a piece of furniture and move it across the room if you have to. Like, a small end table by your couch. People will throw their back out tying their shoes these days. A guy told me he did that. He was in his 40s. He said, threw my back out bending over to tie my shoes. He goes, what kind of shape am I in? That's one of the reasons he started biking and getting into better shape. My point is, please, please don't be offended by what we're saying here, but be encouraged by it. Spiritually, if you don't have the spiritual mindset, get busy on that. Mentally, if you don't have that mind that starts to process dealing with struggles in the world, deepening your faith, the knowledge of your faith, know the Ten Commandments, know the Beatitudes, know the corporal and spiritual works of mercy, and so forth, deepen that knowledge and that mindset. Read Scripture, know the Word of God. And physically, if you're not in shape, get there. And that's what BRC is all about. We know it can help a lot of people.
And it's so much more doable than people think.
Oh, it is.
So much more doable. And that's what we want to do. Mind, body, soul. So that's what we do. We give people the resources they need mentally. You know, we'll have educational training. Spiritually, prayer routines, special, you know, prayers that they can say and read until they memorize, and then they can take it on their own if they want. But there'll always be those that guidance there spiritually. And then also physically, we'll have the workout routines, the stretching routines, the diet plans, so that people can actually have something to follow. Because knowing is half the battle.
Yeah.
And if you have these things, you don't have to think about, well, what am I doing today? You just have to look at your sheet and go, oh, right, this is what I'm doing. Right. You've already taken a load off your shoulders of what you need to come up with for your workout. We're going to have instructional videos, all of that stuff there, so that people can just get in there and start doing it. And these things are just going to be complete game changers.
They are. And they're incremental, which means we don't come down hard in that, oh, this is going to be like 5 hours of your day. This is a 3-hour workout.
No, they should take 15 to 20 minutes.
It's got
to
be simple. Yeah. It does. It's got to be simple. And I think sometimes we can assume that a lot of this knowledge is out there for the average person and so forth. And you know what? You can find it. You can find it. There's a lot of stuff out there. However, putting it in a package like this, where we're incorporating the spiritual with the physical and the mental, this is something that it's not common to incorporate it all like this, and bringing in aspects like learning how to defend yourself as well. So it's not just getting
as well as the training vault with all the other training videos.
Exactly. The training vault has an enormous amount of information material out there. Now, I was in a conversation with a friend of mine years ago, an ex-military guy, different friend, not this other one. And in the conversation, you know, he's talking about how some of his health is starting to fade a little bit here and there. And I said, well, you know, get back to working out and so forth. He goes, oh, yeah, yeah. And this went on and on, off and on for, I don't know, months, where we'd have these little conversations now and then. And then at one point he finally says to me, you know, Doug, I don't even know what to do. So what do you mean you don't have to do? He said, you talk about working out. He says, I don't know what to do when I work out. And that shocked me a little bit at the time. And I thought, this was years ago. And I said, but you know, you were in the military and you this. And so we kind of assume sometimes that people kind of have the knowledge of this sort of thing. What he needed and eventually got into was a workout routine. And he actually went to a place through the VA that gave him a personal trainer and so forth. He could go to their fitness center and so forth. Okay. But this is not what everybody's going to do. And I don't necessarily recommend everybody go get a personal trainer. That's not necessarily feasible for a lot of us.
It's a huge investment.
It is. Yeah. And, you know, and personality, getting along with them and this and that. And there's a lot of things that have to consider. And you don't need to do that necessarily. But again, not everybody's a self-motivated person when it comes to this. I completely understand that. However, what we have done here with BRC, with Indomitable, is a plan that walks you through it from a very basic level and helps you incrementally grow in it so that you can get progressively stronger and mentally sharper, improve your health, your nutrition, which is a key part of this. This mouth that God gives us is not a dumping ground for anything that tastes good. It is the portal, I like to say, by which God has designed the human body to feed the human body the nutrients needed for the human body and enjoy things, of course. But let's pick the good things and let's make sure we're making the body healthy so we can, as a temple of the Holy Spirit, do the will of God better. And the people around us all benefit. You benefit as my son with me being in better shape the older I get, right?
100%.
And you know, and not just for the sake of being able to protect your kids when you've dropped them off and we're watching your kids for a while, but in general, you have less stress in your life if you know dad's taking care of himself, mom taking care of herself, my brother, sister taking care of themselves. I mean, there's something about what love we show to other people by taking care of ourselves spiritually, mentally, and physically.
Yeah, structure, accountability, and community is a powerful combination. And that's what we have here at the Be Ready Coalition, specifically with Indomitable, this membership, this coaching membership. So I just want to let everybody know again, we got the free live training on Tuesday, September 5th at 2 p.m. and 6 p.m. Central Time. Go to brcoalition.com/training and sign up. Limited seats, so get in there early and get signed up.
I would say one of the key things that most importantly that we're trying to help people understand with BR Coalition is how do we just simply move ourselves so that we're pointing the right direction with everything that we do, body, mind, and soul. Point the right direction with my health. Mentally, same thing. You want a sharp mind. You don't want to have to deal with things like brain fog. This is what BR Coalition is all about. How do we sharpen the mind so that we can be pointing the right direction mentally as well, spiritually as well? This is something you want to give your loved ones, the greatest gift you can give them. Prepare for your death in a way that when you die, your family and your loved ones can have a sense that you were pointing the right direction spiritually. And I would kind of sum up what BR Coalition, Indomitable Course, and Training is about. Training and encouraging, shaping through community, through the different plans we put out, the word perseverance, to help us persevere that no matter what, we simply don't quit. We simply don't quit. I sinned again. Yep, I'm going to drag myself in the confessional and I'm getting back out there and I'm going to continue to fight. Yeah, I got in an argument with my spouse. You know what? I'm going to ask for forgiveness where I need to and I'm going to move forward. I'm going to learn from it and move forward. Yep, I'm getting out of shape a little bit. You know what? I'm going to adjust that. I'm going to start eating better, exercising. I'm going to get back in shape. I'm going to get that nutrition in. I'm going to get stronger.
Yeah.
Whatever it might be, persevere through it all.
And to help people to stop beating themselves up too.
Oh, absolutely.
Because everybody fails. Everybody falls.
Yes.
But not everybody gets back up.
Right.
And that's what we're trying to get at here with BRC and Indomitable, is to help people and give them the resources to get back up.
Yeah. So again, we would encourage everybody, September 5th, we've got 2 sessions, 2 o'clock and 6 o'clock for that central time for the free webinar. Get out there soon and get yourself signed up because there are limited spaces on these webinars and we really want to reach as many people as possible. So spread the word about this as well. We want people to get out there. We want them to look at Indomitable, see what it is and give yourself a fair shake as to whether or not, sounds stupid. Give yourself a free, fair shake. All right.
We learn about the 4 variables.
That's it. Thank you. I'll go that route. Yeah. So again, we would encourage people to go out to brcoalition.com/training, get on the wait list, get signed up. It's not on the wait list. It's getting signed up for the webinar.
Yeah, right? This is actually.
Okay. All right. So again, we would encourage you all go on out to brcoalition.com/training, get signed up for the free webinar. There's 2 of them on Tuesday, September 5th at 2 p.m. and 6 p.m. Both, of course, central time. Get signed up for this. Get in that free webinar. Space is limited on this, so get out there soon. And let's get this information out there. We're going to discuss and break down those 4 variables that are so critical, that formula, so powerful, so effective in helping people change their lives. And every single one of us can do it. We're all already having to deal with these 4 variables. Many people just kind of ignore them. They don't really respond to them in a disciplined way. Therefore, a lot of people end up crashing and burning, and it can be even a daily thing. BR Coalition is not just about reaching the pinnacle of achievement and success in your life. We hear that a lot in these types of things. We want to help you persevere through every single day. And sometimes getting out of bed and putting your feet on the floor and just trying to walk across the room can be hard for people. Most of us have been through that in some way, shape, or form. We want to help you be able to accomplish that and find those victories, stack those victories, get those successes on a daily basis so that in the end, we're pointing in the right direction. And by the grace of God, body, mind, and soul, we are indomitable. And that's what God intends for us. He created us with an indomitable human spirit. Let's cooperate with that grace. God bless and strengthen you. We look forward to seeing you on those webinars, September 5th, and in the Indomitable Course and in future podcasts.
Thanks for joining us on this week's episode of the BR Coalition podcast. If you enjoyed this episode and found it helpful to you, please rate and review this podcast. It means the world to us and helps more Catholics find this content.
And be sure to follow or subscribe so you don't miss any of our powerful upcoming episodes. Check out our website at brcoalition.com for all the resources and products we create to help you transform your life. God bless and strengthen you in this fight. We'll see you next time.